This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Hi there. Thanks for choosing to listen to the Saturday Quiz. My name is John Leary, and as I'm sure you're aware, I have the 10 questions from the quiz in today's edition of the Saturday Paper, and I'm about to ask my guests to answer them. Last weekend was the Logies, so joining me today are two of the hardest working actors in Australia. In my opinion, they should both be household names, but as far as I know, neither has been nominated for a Logie Award. That might change in the future for one of my guests who stars in the soon-to-be-released Apple TV show Shantaram, and my other guest is in the likely Oscar-nominated Baz Luhrmann fever dream Elvis, which has just released into theatres this week. Welcome to the show, Faisal Bazzi and Gareth Davies.
Which one might get a Logie?
Well, look, Elvis won't get a Logie. Mm-mm. Because it's a movie. So that's okay. Why I said that it might get nominated for an Oscar.
But you don't think I'll get it?
I think you'll get it. I think you'll get best.
I can get most popular. You don't need to be on a current TV show to get most popular.
It's very true. Very true.
Well, yeah, it does help though.
Look, I'm a bit salty on the old Logies because I think I would have had a chance of being nominated a couple of years ago.
Yes, when they were paused because of COVID.
Yeah, and they paused for 2 years, and then they cancelled the year that I could have been nominated. They go, well, we just won't worry about those people.
Let's clear it up though, because you were nominated for an actor award for your.
You got two actor awards, I believe.
Oh, well, guys, you're both wrong. I've been nominated for 3 actor awards, but I've only won one.
Oh, don't worry about
it. But you were nominated for Stateless, right?
Yes, and that's the one I won.
Oh, that's the actor that you won?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You absolutely should have been nominated for a Logie. I wonder if we can call the Logies and say...
Look, can I say something here which might harm my career irreparably?
Okay.
Logies.
I mean, for sure, it was train wreck of a
I don't understand
show.
What it's celebrating. What is it celebrating? Is it just celebrity? Is that what it's celebrating? Or is it celebrating, like, craft? Is it celebrating skill? Or is it just celebrity?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a divided awards ceremony, given that it's most popular and most outstanding.
It's interesting.
I'm never going to get the gold one.
It's an interesting soapbox for you to get on when you clearly look so much like Hamish Blake, who won 2 Logies, one including the golden Logie of the evening. So technically, you can just walk the streets and pretend like you have a golden Logie. Oh,
don't get me wrong. I would like to thank everyone here for bloody doing the right thing and bloody getting me a Logie. So thanks, and everyone have a good time.
Of course, none of this will be.
I was going to say how much of what we said.
Like so far, I've got none no material for the podcast.
You've got the intro.
What about my hating Logies?
That might make it. That probably will make it.
I'm never going to win a gold Logie.
Okay, now shush. Let's get on track.
I'm ready. 10 questions.
Before we get to the 10 questions, I want to ask you this: Do either of you have a favourite piece of trivia?
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, here we go.
So, I can't remember precisely if what I'm saying is correct.
Okay, that's good.
There's a piece of trivia that's very similar to this that is correct. The Stegosaurus is more ancient to the Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Tyrannosaurus Rex is ancient to us.
Wow.
Whoa!
Really?
I believe that's true.
I love that. Regardless of its veracity, I love that.
I love it as well.
Yeah.
We are the blip.
Yeah. A blimp. Sometimes a blimp, depending on, you know, what you've eaten.
The season.
That's really good.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
Isn't that interesting?
That's like, in a similar vein, is that Cleopatra is closer to, you know, the invention of the iPhone than she is... to the construction of the pyramids.
Yeah, that's right. Slightly confusingly stated, but...
It was a lot closer to Mark Antony, though, am I right?
Nice. I'm sure my listeners will get that reference. If they're...
Yeah, they're a bunch of idiots, aren't they?
What about you, Faisal? Do you have a favorite piece of trivia?
Look, I guess all I can think about now is dinosaurs. So I guess I'm just going to say that the Velociraptor,
yes,
the real life Velociraptor, looks nothing like the Steven Spielberg Velociraptor, and it was actually the size of a chicken and covered in feathers. Was the real Velociraptor?
Wow, that's embarrassing. Small. So it was just a chicken.
Yeah, with a like.
Are you sure you're not just thinking of a chicken?
It sounds a lot like a chicken.
Yeah, I am pretty hungry.
Also, my other favorite bit of trivia around dinosaurs is the and stegosauruses. In fact,
oh yeah,
stegosauri.
Stegosaur, yeah. Yeah, maybe you're a stegosauri.
No, it's fine. I wear glasses.
Is that the spikes on their tail are called phagomizers. And do you know why they're called phagomizers?
Please tell us, Johnny. I'm dying to know.
You are dying to know because it was coined by Gary Larson, the Far Side cartoonist.
Yeah. Oh.
There's a Far Side cartoon where... You know, it's a kind of cave painting scenario where cavemen are talking about their departed friend Thag, who was killed by a stegosaurus, by a spike on a stegosaurus. And when paleontologists came to, you know, naming the bones and whatnot, they realized that they did not have a name for the spikes on the end of the tail of a stegosaurus. And so, inspired by that cartoon, they called them phagomizers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
That's the most interesting out of the three things, and it was given to us by the hosts.
I still think mine was much more interesting.
I think yours inspired mine. So,
however, mine is might not be true.
Yours is very depressing because it means like a fight between a T-Rex and a Stegosaurus could never happen.
Is that why it's depressing, or is it because we see the great vastness of the universe and realize we are but a blip?
Yeah, not a blimp.
Not a blimp, except that COVID lockdown, am I right?
I didn't realize, Johnny, you were doing a dinosaur podcast.
I didn't realize there are no dinosaur questions in. Unfortunately, there are no dinosaur questions.
Bye. Thanks anyway for the opportunity.
What a waste
of
45 minutes.
Right?
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back with the questions right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Gareth Davies and Faisal Bazzi. Let's go. Let's go and get into the questions. Question number one.
Let's do it.
The characters Algernon Moncrief, Gwendolyn Fairfax, Jack Worthing, and Lady Bracknell link...
The importance of being earnest. Next.
You're answering that with contempt.
Look, you told him about this. You told him about this 45 minutes ago. He's got things to do. He's got to pick up his
stuff to do.
Yeah, he's got like
next.
Also, let me say that we're a team. So anything that
a team. So yes, it is The Importance of Being Earnest by who wrote The Importance of Being Earnest?
Oscar Wilde. Next. Here's some trivia for you. Here's some trivia for you.
Yes.
Ask me where I met my wife.
Where did you meet your wife?
In a student theatre production of The Importance of Being Earnest. I played Algernon, and she played my sexy aunt.
That's fantastic! I didn't know that.
Yeah. And because I was too I didn't know how to flirt very well, but so I had to save it. I was too nervous to do it off stage, so I had to do it all on stage, and it made for a very strange relationship.
Is this, hey Johnny? Is this going to be like? a Gareth Davis Slumdog Millionaire type thing where all the questions are linked
maybe
to his past.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. That yeah. is very funny.
That would be amazing. I wish that there was $1 million on the line instead of a podcast quiz. But if that's what fate's doing, all right. Hit me up. Hey, I've got some trivia about Johnny. Remember when you almost permanently broke my toe? Remember? Here's something for your listeners. We were doing Peter Pan. I smashed my foot against something. My toe was going sideways. Johnny took one look at it and said, "That's dislocated, man. The best thing you can do if something's dislocated is just to yank it really quickly back in."
Pop it back in. I maintain that's true. That is true. The best thing to do is to pop it back in.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
And I said, maybe I'll wait until see what the doctor says. And then I thought about it and thought, come on, Gareth, be a real person. And so I said, all right, you think it's dislocated? And you went, yeah, I'll pop it back in. And so I put my foot on your lap. I put a piece of wood in my mouth to bite down.
That's right.
You had my foot and you had my toe in your hand. This is not an exaggeration. And then Paula Rundle came out and said, what are you doing? Stop. And then she went downstairs and there was a doctor in the house. And the doctor came
out. There were several doctors.
There were several doctors. And they all came out and went, that's broken. Don't pull it. And then I said to Johnny Leary, I said, you said it was dislocated. And you went, yeah. And I said, have you ever done that before? And you went, no, but I've always wanted to.
I can't believe you went as far as having a piece of wood in your
mouth. I had a piece of wood in my mouth.
It was, and yeah, Wild West.
Imagine you just, and it was broken, it was shattered. And if you just grabbed it and yanked it, imagine you trying to stuff it back in. And yeah, no, I mean, we'll have to go about it, but I would have never run again.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I've told a lot of people as a warning against you. Johnny Leary, don't let him touch your toe. Going on Johnny Leary's podcast, don't let him touch your toe.
I heard about foot fetishes, but this guy takes it to the next level.
Yeah.
What are we up to? Question two?
Oh, yeah, we're only up to question two. My God.
Come on.
Is that going to make the cut, what you just said?
Definitely. All the toe stuff, that's in. Question number two. Alabaster is a finely granular variety of which common mineral starting with G?
There are minerals that start with G? Granite. Yeah. Granite.
No, not granite.
Let's brainstorm.
Yes.
Okay, what's an element that starts with G?
Well, it's not an element. It's a common mineral starting with G.
Calcium?
Close.
Gaian?
Goxygen? Now, I was trying to find where this word came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get the direct kind of derivation of the word.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. It sounds a little bit like what has become a racial slur.
Ooh, I don't want to start going through these.
For the Romany people.
Oh. Have we heard of this?
Yeah, you've definitely heard of this.
Is it like a daily, like, would you say this word daily?
You wouldn't say it daily unless you were hanging around rocks and...
Oh,
granite? You know,
and
did you say granite already?
He said granite already. We use it to make plaster.
Gibrock?
Oh, what? The first bit of that?
Jib.
And then another bit of another word.
Jib.
What do you call mathematics when it's, you know, 1 + 1? What's that?
Jip addition.
Jip'em. Jip-ad.
Starts with S, the next bit.
Gypsy.
Well, gypsy was where I was trying to get you before.
Give us more hints.
Have you heard of gypsum?
Nah.
Gypsum?
No. I think you've got the wrong people on this show because we're not nerds. We're cool guys.
So that's okay. So we're at the moment ranking like 50%. Like,
yeah, you've got 50%. Can you improve that to 66% with the next
0.66 recurring?
Yeah, there you go. You are nerds.
Gypsum.
Gypsum is the answer to that one.
Okay. Cool. Alabaster is a finely granular variety of gypsum. All right, question number three. The name Singh, S-I-N-G-H, is derived from the Sanskrit word for which animal?
Hazel?
How's your Sanskrit?
Fine, how's yours?
Written or spoken? Yeah, written or spoken, because I can't do either.
Singh, S-I-N-G-H. So it's a word. Is it an animal? It's an animal?
It is an animal, yes.
An animal?
That's in the question. It's the Sanskrit word for which animal?
Well, it could be... What animal would you want to be named out of? Like a leopard? Or a tiger? Something like that?
Would it be something starting with S? Like, you know, to...
No, the word... The English word is unrelated to the Sanskrit word, so that they don't start with the same sound or anything like that. But Gareth is on the right track in terms of...
Have I said it?
No, you haven't said it, but you're on the right track in terms of it is a big cat. There you go.
Oh, a lion, so you like... think?
It is lion, yeah.
We got that well together, done. Buddy.
Singh is the Sanskrit word for, or based on the Sanskrit word for lion. And it's a very common name in the Sikh community.
Yes. Yes.
In fact, a tradition that began more than 300 years ago, the name Singh is given to every baptized male. And K-A-U-R, to every baptized female Sikh. How about that? All right, we are up to question number four. You ready?
Yeah.
Which jubilee is Queen Elizabeth II celebrating?
The diamond.
It's not the diamond. She's the already platinum. Had her diamond. It is platinum. Very good.
It's the platinum.
Which is how many years?
70.
70.
I think she's
correct.
Been on...
And
yeah, okay.
You said diamond, Gareth. Do you know what how... She's already had her diamond jubilee.
Do you know 50, how wrong you were?
Would it be 50?
No.
I thought we were in this together.
Yeah, we are.
It's not 50. It's greater than 50.
100.
No, she hasn't had that yet.
80? Wait, no, we actually haven't had that yet. 60.
It is the 60th anniversary is a diamond jubilee.
Come on, dog, we're living in Australia. Like, you know, the Queen runs this place. You should know this.
I know, true. I'm a staunch monarchist as well.
Yeah, of course you are. It is also, did you know that it comes back around to diamond in the 75th jubilee? So, yeah, as long as she stays alive and stays reigning, she'll have a second diamond jubilee in 5 years' time.
Interesting.
Okay, question number five.
Are we 4-1, by the way?
Sure.
Yeah, great.
We've needed a lot of help.
No, we haven't.
Question number five. In the cartoon Tom and Jerry, what type of animal is Jerry?
Mouse.
Very good. Faisal, very quick with the cartoon question. Do you know... However, that neither Tom nor Jerry were their original names. Do you know what their original names were?
Cat Thomas and Mouse.
And Geraldton.
No. No, in their 1940 debut cartoon, Puss Gets the Boot, Tom is actually called Jasper, and Jerry is called Jinx.
So why did they change it? Do you know that?
Well... I don't know why they changed it, but the names Tom and Jerry actually come from the name of a cocktail, which itself was inspired by the characters from a 1823 book, Life in London, or Days and Nights of Jerry Hawthorne and His Elegant Friend, Corinthian Tom, by Pierce Egan. How about that?
That's interesting. Do you think that, because they'd sound like, going from Jasper and Jinx to Tom and Jerry, those sound very, very American names, don't they? Tom and Jerry, good wholesome American names.
Yeah,
I wonder
sure.
if that was the reasoning.
Maybe I'm not sure. I think they had a the animators had a naming competition among themselves,
And the best they came up with was Tom and Jerry.
The blandest.
You win. Let's have a competition.
Yeah. What should we call a cat? Tom Cat, I guess. And what goes with Tom? Jerry? There's a drink called Tom and Jerry.
I love it.
I love it. Let's go. We're
You're
doing
fired, it. Craig. Get out. Now, let's steal his idea.
Guess how many Oscars Tom and Jerry won?
Six.
Seven.
I knew it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was also very quick again, Faisal.
I know, but I was wrong. I was wrong by one.
No, but you were close.
And you were fast, more importantly.
Close and fast.
I think the speed is the main thing with these, right? Whoever says a word fastest wins.
That's not the way it usually works, but yeah. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Faisal Bazzi and Gareth Davies.
What are we now? I think we're five right, one wrong so far. That's pretty good.
Well, that's interesting because this is only that was only question number five. So I don't know where you got.
Johnny, I'm playing a psychic right now. I know this one's in the bag. Watch this.
All right. Question number six. What colors feature in the titles of songs by Prince about rain, a beret, and a Corvette?
A purple rain, raspberry beret, and
not just red.
No. Come on, Gary, help me.
I thought it was red.
I think Gary is helping you.
You got to trust me, mate. Use your psychic abilities. Trust me. It's red Corvette.
I'm seeing a red Corvette.
You are seeing a red Corvette. It is a little red Corvette.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't specify size, did you?
Yeah. It's just the colour.
You said colour.
And also,
you didn't say size.
That's five
colour.
Right, one wrong.
There yes, it is now five right, one wrong. You're correct. It's purple rain, raspberry beret, and little red Corvette. Very well done. Question number seven.
Let's go.
Folate is the natural form of which vitamin? Are you getting enough folate in your diet? And if you are, what are you eating? That's another that might get
you
there.
Why don't you tell me what I'm eating, and I'll tell you if I'm getting enough.
Okay, I'll tell you what you're eating if you're getting enough folate in your diet. Leafy greens, dark green leafy vegetables.
B1, potassium. Vitamin A.
B. Vitamin B.
Yes, it is one of the Bs.
B1.
Nine.
It's not. What did you say, Faisal?
Nine.
B9 is the right answer.
Wow.
Yeah. Folate is B9, and it's in leafy greens, red meat, and oranges, in fact.
Interesting.
How about that?
And what does folate help me to do?
Well, folate helps you to do things like DNA and RNA production in your body.
I love that.
Yeah. So without folate, your DNA and your RNA would not be able to be made.
Mm.
How about that?
Well, now that I am made, and I know cells regenerate and stuff, but now that I am made, do I still need it?
Yes, you do still need it because, as you clearly stated, cells regenerate.
Can you send us a photo of you at the chemist later buying tablets of B9?
I'm going to regenerate so much. I'm going to have incredible DNA after this.
Your DNA is already incredible, Gareth.
I don't think I've done well there.
You've got great DNA.
Yeah, it's not very good DNA. But I've got crap DNA and shitty RNA.
No!
Don't get me started on RNA. It's woeful.
Question number eight. In the folk tone...
Oh, sorry, we were up to five and now we're up to eight?
You got the colours.
We got the colours of a thing and B9.
And B9.
We're 7-1, baby. We're 7-1.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
No, you're not 7-1. You're 6-1.
Are we?
Well, let's see if you are. In the folk tale from the collection 1001 Nights, Ali Baba overhears a group of how many thieves?
A lot of Ali Baba had 1,000 thieves.
40.
40.
Oh, man. You got there eventually.
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm just waiting for your psychic stuff to kick in and correct me.
Oh, look, when he started the story, I went like, as an Arab, I have to answer this. But then you started, but then you went for like, it's Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. That's the name of the story.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get there from thinking of Disney's hit film Aladdin and the song.
Oh. You got the song wrong. Well, Ali Baba had them 40 thieves, because I had 1,000 tales.
Nice.
I can sing the whole thing. Thank you.
I don't even know if you'd be allowed to put that on the podcast without it being taken down due to copyright issues.
Copyright. I'm sure I can get away with that. You only sang a little bit. Don't sing any more of it.
No.
You're correct. It is 40 Thieves. Did you know that story was not actually in the original collection of 1001 Nights? That was added to later by a French translator who heard the story from someone else entirely. And whacked it in.
Doesn't seem like his job, does it?
Question number 9. We're nearly there. Is a dulcimer a stringed or a wind instrument?
Gary, come on, buddy.
Yeah.
How
it's
do you
be,
play?
It's got to be wind, right?
Does it?
It sounds to me like it's string.
No, stringed.
It is. Yeah.
Yes!
It's a stringed instrument. It's kind of like a zither. Do you know a zither?
No. Is that a stringed instrument or a wood instrument?
That is a stringed instrument.
It's something that keeps your package in place in your pants.
Yeah, sure.
I'll use it in a sentence. Hey, Gareth, is your zither up?
All right, question number 10, the final question.
It didn't one. It's really
10
good.
10 out of 10.
You're doing very well.
We got one wrong. We can't.
What did you get wrong? Can you remember?
The marbles, the gyprock thing.
Alabaster is gypsum. That's right.
Gypsum.
Look, we had a little bit of help with some of the other questions.
I think once you
not
listen
a great
to
deal
it,
of help.
I think once you listen to it back, I was pretty quick on most of them.
Yes. You've been very good. You've been very good.
You started off really strong and then
I started off very strong.
And then you got lazy.
Yeah, I got lazy and I can't be bothered thinking about it. That's my main thing. Is I know that most of the answers aren't there, but also I can't even be bothered opening the door to my mental palace. I'm just happy to sit on the stoop and eat a ham sandwich. Come on.
Here we go. Question number 10, the final question. Name the new NBA champions. And there's bonus points for naming the runners-up and the top scorer in the finals series. Are either of you
Golden State Warriors are the champions?
Wow, yeah, correct.
The runners-up were the Boston Celtics?
Correct.
What were the other things you wanted?
I want you to tell me who was the top scorer in the finals series.
Steph Curry?
It was Steph Curry. Wow. Can you keep it going?
Basil,
you got it all. Do you know he top scored with how many points, do you know, in the 6-game series?
Oh, no, I could hazard a guess and say maybe 280, 285.
No, you're quite high. You're way too high.
I was giving him like maybe 40 a game or something.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, let's go maybe like a 180.
He did average 30 a game.
Okay.
So we got 187.
I said 180.
Yeah, there you go. Huh. 187 total points over the 6-game series as he accounted for 29.7% of Golden State's 629 total points scored in the finals.
Wow.
It's quite like he's quite the player.
Can I tell you though that Gaffman and I have bested his percentage in the quiz? We're 9-1.
Right.
So that's you have 90%. Amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Hard to get better than that. All right, we're going to take one last break. We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Gareth Davies, Faisal Bazzi, thank you both so much for doing the quiz.
You know what? I have put so little thought into this that I think if you repeated the questions back to me, I still wouldn't know the answer.
I don't believe that. I think you definitely know what the first answer is.
Oh, I always knew that one. 1 out of 10, that's pretty good. 10%.
How about this year, though, Gaffman, when I wished you and Joe a happy anniversary for your wedding and both of you had forgotten?
Yeah, we had no idea.
Really?
If it wasn't for Faisal, we would not have celebrated our anniversary at all.
That's so funny.
And then Joe did this. She looked at her phone and went, shit. So thank you for that.
Well, that's very cute. That's very funny.
Yeah, we had no idea. We would have eventually remembered. But luckily, we've got our own personal friend and calendar service, Faisal Bazzi.
I'm right here.
Hey, Faisal, what time's my dentist appointment?
2:30.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
As a son of a dentist, that gag is always
actually,
in the pocket.
Actually, I really need to see the dentist. Can I see your dentist, Dad?
Go see my dad.
Well, I'm glad that getting you both on the podcast could fix you up with your dental work, Gareth.
I'm glad finally, after all this planning, we managed to get it to go ahead.
Thank you so much for both being on the show.
I knew it would work. We just needed a little bit of time.
Yeah,
it's good because I've also, doing this quiz, I've learned something as well, and that's just block out 4 hours for this 30-minute podcast.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you both.
You
take
too,
care.
Sir.
Lovely to see you.
Look, I'll be honest with you. Gareth wasn't exaggerating much when he said we needed to block out 4 hours to make this 30-minute podcast. This episode was quite the cumbersome one to edit. One of the things that unfortunately didn't make the cut was me retelling the Alibaba and the 40 Thieves story from memory and forgetting the ending. Suffice it to say that it's quite gruesome and not at all the kind of story you should be telling to kids. Thanks to my guests this week, Gareth Davies and Faisal Bazzi. Gary was correct with his little bit of dinosaur trivia. The Stegosaurus lived during the Jurassic period, between 156 and 144 million years ago, but the Tyrannosaurus rex lived during the late Cretaceous period, which is only about 67 to 65 million years ago, which means the T-Rex actually existed closer in history to humans than to the Stegosaurus. And although Faisal was correct to say that the real velociraptors were a lot smaller than how they're depicted in the Jurassic Park movies, they weren't quite as small as chickens. They averaged about 2 meters in length. Thank you to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions in this quiz. And if you would like to see Cindy and I in action, you are in luck. On Friday, the 15th of July, Cindy and I will be co-hosting the Saturday Paper and Melbourne International Film Festival Quiz Night. Presented at Acme in Fed Square, you and your friends can enjoy a 3-course meal designed by Karen Martini and test your film knowledge in teams of 10. There'll be a link in the show description to get tickets. Hope you can make it. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.